January 5th. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew 6, verse 21. A few years ago, when Phyllis and Larry Casper's house caught fire in the middle of the night, they rushed frantically around the house, grabbing up as many belongings as they could. Firemen couldn't save the little house, and as the Caspers watched it burn, they kept thinking of things they should have grabbed on the way out.
"We picked up such silly things," Phyllis said, "like the bathroom scales and the dog pans, and we left irreplaceable family pictures, valuable papers, silverware, so many things that were more important."
It made me wonder about my own priorities, not only in regard to material things, but also in matters of spiritual growth, family work, social life, hobbies, everything. Having had a clear set of priorities would have helped me last year with such decisions as, should I get my students' essays graded on time or visit my sick father-in-law? Should I teach that Sunday school class, even though it means giving up attending the adult class I enjoy so much? Should I take time for prayer and meditation if I have to let the ironing pile up to do it? Along with my resolutions for this new year, I'm going to make a list of my priorities and refer to it whenever I'm faced with difficult decisions. You might want to try a priority list, too. Lord, you gave us the two greatest priorities. Help me always to love God and my fellow man.